A leper came and worshipped him. The words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a beggar in India who went from door to door begging for food. And he heard one day that the Maharaja, or the great king, was going to pass through the village. The beggar decided that he would ask the king for enough money so as to live out the rest of his life in comfort. So he rose very early the day the Maharaja was going to come through, and he took his begging basket, and he hurried to be near the line of march. So there came the gorgeous procession with elephants and the horses and the soldiers arrayed in splendid uniform. And at the end, the king's chariot approached. The beggar wormed his way through the crowd and rushed up to the chariot of the king and held out his hand for a gift. The king ordered the chariot to stop and slowly turned toward the beggar. And in turn, the king held out his hand. The beggar was astounded. What did he have to give to the king? Well, he reached into his little beggar's basket, and all he had there was a few pieces of corn. And he put corn into the basket of the king, or into the hand of the king. The king bowed in thanks to the beggar, and the procession moved on. The beggar was astounded. The king had asked him for something. He didn't know what to make of this. So he turned around, took his beggar's basket to walk back to his hovel, and he heard the clink of coins. There were gold pieces in his basket. And it turned out that just as he was giving the king his little offering, one of the king's servants was putting gold in his basket. Our dealings with Almighty God are like that. That we're beggars and God is the great king. We ask him for his favors and his blessing. But the Almighty turns and asks us first for something. However small it be, however cheap, however worthless you think it. And then in return for our smallest gift, God gives very generously to us. In today's gospel, we have an example of that. The leper comes to beg our Lord for a cure. But note, Holy Scripture says he came and he worshipped. Perhaps this was a small act, a bow, a genuflection, something like that. He came and worshipped. And Christ, in return, gives the leper his help. So a small act produces a great reward. So too, many of God's gifts to us depend on what we give to Almighty God. For small gestures, for kernels and scraps, time and energy, Christ gives us great rewards. What are some of the little things? These paltry presents that we can give to Almighty God. A few very simple things. First of all, your morning offering. Say that prayer at the beginning of the day to offer up your day to Almighty God. It's one of the secrets of the saints, that they knew how to sanctify all the seemingly insignificant acts of their day by beginning it right with the morning offering and then renewing it throughout the course of the day. So no matter or what you do. It's done for the love of Almighty God. So that's one little gift you give to Almighty God. Another gift is spiritual reading. Maybe the life of a saint, short life of a saint, a chapter of Holy Scripture. You browse through a book on Catholic doctrine, a good article in a traditional Catholic publication. You manifest an interest in your faith, a chapter of some work on the spiritual life. You just do something, just for a little bit of time during the course of the day. A little bit of reading that shows your interest in the faith. I was speaking with this before the 9 o'clock Mass with a young man about the importance of spiritual reading, a little spiritual reading. I got into the habit of doing some sort of spiritual reading or Life of the Saint when I was actually very young. I had a lamp next to my bed, and I used to always read a little something at night. And that's a very good habit. Very good habit that can stay with you for the rest of your life. Even something small like that can deepen your faith. Or we also give God the little gifts of a kind word or a deed. We prove our generosity to Christ before He rewards us 100-fold. Come, ye blessed of my Father, and possess the kingdom of heaven. For hungry I gave you to eat, thirsty I gave you to drink, sick I visited you, naked and I clothed you. Something small like that. Or you give of your time. Almighty God. Perhaps you come to an extra church service during the course of the week, some act of devotion, daily Mass that you come to that you're not strictly speaking obliged to come to, but you make that effort, perhaps with your children. Or you do some volunteer work and give a scrap of time to the work of God that way. You perhaps teach a catechism class. Join the choir. You help with the sacristy workers on Saturday. You work in the bookstore. You serve Mass. You usher. All of these little things, giving of your time, ultimately the King of Heaven will repay to you 100-fold. The leper in today's Gospel gave our Blessed Lord some special attention, a little act of adoration. The beggar in our story today gave his king a few kernels of corn. Ask yourself, before you leave church today, what do I intend to give to Almighty God in the way of something extra this day and every day? An extra prayer, or reading, a kind word or deed, work for the church. On your answer to that question depends God's generosity to you. Be generous with Him, and He will be generous with you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.